For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Facebook says it's broken up a sophisticated effort to influence U.S. politics less than 10 days before the midterm elections. Chief Operating Officer of Facebook, Sheryl Sandberg.
We removed 32 pages and accounts from Facebook and Instagram because they were involved in coordinated, inauthentic behavior.
Officials couldn't pinpoint who exactly was behind the meddling, but the electronic trail seems to lead right to Russia. Public outcry says Facebook needs more security and firewalls. But South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham says the United States needs to go on the offensive now.
I will be introducing Thursday a sanctions bill against Russia that has everything but the kitchen sink in it, and it will be the sanctions bill from hell.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping. At GetTheTea.com, use promo code USA. At GetTheTea.com.
The tax and bank fraud trial of former Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort is underway.
Feeling good.
Good. Any chance that he may decide to flip and cooperate?
No chance.
That's Manafort's attorney as he walked into the courthouse. After jury selection, prosecutor Uzo Asanye described Manafort as a shrewd liar who enjoyed an extravagant lifestyle due to a secret income from Ukraine. Thomas Zinlay, Manafort's attorney, opened his defense with the notion that secret bank accounts overseas were how the Ukrainian oligarchs required it to be done. California continues to grapple with a massive wildfire outbreak. When the ranch and river fires in Northern California ignited on Friday, the deadly Carr fire had been burning for days and the Ferguson fire for weeks. Mendocino Incident Commander John Messino warned residents.
We are now facing limited resources to suppress this incident.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Americans are now a little less confident about the economy. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The business research group, the Conference Board, saying its consumer confidence index rose slightly from 127.1 in June to 127.4 for July. The index measures both consumers' assessments of current economic conditions and expectations for the future. The view of current conditions in July, the rosiest since March of 2001. But the board says consumer expectations for the next 6 months dropped for the second straight month to the lowest reading since December. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Pentagon has released a report that confirms the unintentional deaths of 105 civilians as a result of coalition operations against the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria. With more on this story, here's John Clemens.
That report was delivered by British Army Major General Felix Gedney, who spoke via teleconference from Baghdad to reporters at the Pentagon.
The coalition makes every effort to avoid civilian deaths on the battlefield and to minimize the impact of our operations on civilian populations and infrastructures. But the reality of the fight against ISIS and the brutality of this enemy has made it impossible to avoid a risk to the civilian population in the areas being liberated.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.